Take one.
Jubeda Fortein, thank you so much for joining us. All the way from Abu Dhabi, we are excited to hear your story today. If we can maybe start with you sharing your testimony of God's faithfulness in your life.
Thank you, Janine, and it's so awesome to be here. And you know, I can only give glory to God, you know. Not coming from a Christian background, you know, I found so much of encouragement in Hannah's story. So shortly after my husband and myself, Brennan, and I gave our hearts to the Lord, you know, I was always meditating on Hannah's story and her vow to God, where she promised God that if God blessed her with a son, that she would dedicate him back to God, you know. And so I dedicated both Wasim and Cameron back to God. And I think Brennan and my journey, you know, in moving closer to God and just focusing on his word and what his desires are for us. And I think when we committed to that, then he started working in our lives, you know, and committing Wasim and Cameron back to God. And I'm reflecting on how Samuel then turned out to become a prophet and even anointing King Saul and King David. And, you know, he was also so pivotal in the role, the transitioning from the judges to the monarchy. So I thought, wow, he had such an important role, and just that commitment that that Hannah had in dedicating him back. So I look at just how God has worked in my children's lives, you know, Wasim becoming a youth pastor, marrying such an amazing woman of God, Savannah, and them being blessed with such a beautiful daughter, and our daughter Cameron also just stepping into line with God's plan and purposes for her, and how God has just moved in her life, you know, from the time of her finishing her year 13, actually, praying about where she must go study, and her desire was actually for Abu Dhabi. But then God spoke to Brennan and said, Ajman, and she cried, we both cried. And so I just said, you know, I trust Brennan, I trust the head of the house. So I said, you know, God, please just, you know, give us peace and just make your will our will. And that's what he did with Cam. And because of that, then the opportunity for going to South Korea for an exchange program came about. So if she hadn't gone to Ajman, that would never come up. And God has just really been working in their lives, you know, them committing to the Lord. And I think for me personally, the journey with getting closer to the Lord has been so phenomenal. You know, everything that happened in our lives, for me, the greatest success as a mother, you know, as a wife and as a follower of Christ is that our children follow God. And that's it, that Christ is the foundation. And, you know, when they can correct me, then I thank God. Because we all make mistakes sometimes when we say things. So I'm just so thankful to God. So God has really been so amazing. Even our journey going to the UAE, you know, trusting God for that has been incredible. So I can only give glory to God, you know, that salvation first that came for me as well.
What a powerful, powerful testimony. And thank you just for sharing that. If you think about your life's journey, what lessons have you learned while facing some of your biggest challenges?
You know, I think clinging to God's word and his promises and spending time with him. So I'm always so encouraged by, it's Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7, that, you know, be anxious, don't be anxious about anything, you know, but by prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving, make our requests known to God. And the last part, you know, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ. And, you know, in 1 John 5, verse 14, the word also says that we have the confidence that if we ask according to his will, that he hears us. So whenever I'm faced with a challenge, I say, you know what, God, your will be done. And then, you know, because he knows us and because it's his will, he hears us, you know. And Romans 8:28, you know, all things work together for the good of those who love God. And I think the last part, who are called according to his purposes. So I'm always encouraged by his word, by his presence, and definitely the people that God continuously connects us with. You know, we need each other. we don't live on islands, and we cannot live in isolation. And I thank God for whatever plan He always had for us. He always connected us to the right people, to the right ministry, so that we can always be encouraged, because we need each other, because iron sharpens iron, you know.
That is such amazing, powerful lessons, and rooted deeply in Scripture. Now, if you think about your audience, there's so many people that will be watching, so many women with challenges, so many women, mothers raising their kids. Do you have a message or just a word of encouragement that you want to offer to your audience?
Yes, definitely, Janine. I love the Lord. I know we all love the Lord, you know, as followers, as a mother and as a wife. I think for me, firstly, I used to be a very hard-headed person. You know, when I first became born again, I was a bit stubborn. I didn't submit to my husband the way I should have. And the Holy Spirit ministered to me submission. And when I came to the realization, the importance of submission, it's then when God restored a godly order in my home, where my husband stepped up and became the high priest and the head of the home. And I actually had to apologize to him in front of the children, which I did. And that day I said to them, you mustn't come to me to ask me anything. You must go to your dad first if you want anything. And he will, you know, approve, and he will pray about it. So I think submission as a wife to my husband, but also understanding that I'm the helper. So I cannot just rely on him for everything. So I must always carry him in prayer. Training my children into the ways of the Lord and saying no to certain things is okay, you know, because in our home, there wasn't a democracy, you know. Christ was the head of the home, and what His word said, you know, went. For me too was giving them the opportunity to choose themselves, because they needed to accept Jesus themselves. But also, I always say, you know, when we have desires, it's always best to make your desire, ask God to make His desires your desires, you know. In Psalm 139, He says that even before a day of us started, He already wrote every day for us in His book. So once we surrender our will to Him, everything works out. I always used to teach my daughter about 5 P's that I used to refer to. You know, if we surrender to God's purpose, we align our plans to God's plan, there will always be provision, there will be protection, and we will have this peace that passes all understanding, you know. And I think also walking in integrity always, you know, and allowing the Holy Spirit to convict us. We are not perfect. We all make mistakes, but we really need to be quick to ask forgiveness and to apologize and to know that we need each other. You know, it's okay to ask someone to pray for you. It's okay to say no to certain things. You know, if you are overwhelmed with something, it really is okay, and it's a must to cry out for help when you need it, because there's no one is perfect, you know. So yeah, those are some of the life lessons that I would like to impart.
Thank you so much, and what beautiful words of encouragement. I will definitely take away the 4 P's, which is purpose, God's provision, protection, and ultimately the peace of God. Thank you so much, Jubeda. Thank you for sharing your story and the lessons from your life, and continue to be brave and example to so many out there.
Thank you.